Inquiry number 5. The Word became flesh. John 1:10-14. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. These verses contain monumental and amazingly phenomenal revelations as well as questions. Recognition versus disregard, acceptance versus rejection, two kinds of births, natural birth versus birth by God, all because the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh in the form of Jesus of Nazareth and lived among John the Apostle, John the Baptist, and every other person alive in that day. The Old Testament scriptures were written to showcase this earth-shaking event. A people from the loins of Abraham and Sarah became a nation called Israel. God separated that little nation from the rest of the world in preparation. Our world today measures time accordingly. B.C. and A.D. A.D. stands for Anno Domini, Latin for in the year of the Lord, and refers specifically to the birth of Jesus Christ. B.C. stands for before Christ. In English, it is common for A.D. to precede the year so that the translation of A.D. 2014 would read, in the year of our Lord 2014. That's from Live Science website. We are in the year 2022, and it has been over 2,000 years since this event took place. The Word, Jesus, became flesh, entered earth as a human being, emptied himself of his deity, left heaven, and came to earth as a baby. After 33 years was crucified, 3 days later rose from the grave, is now seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. How and why did the world, those he made, never recognize him? Why did his own not receive him? Did their ignorance and unbelief determine a preconceived solution of what would solve their problems? Did they expect the wrong thing, the wrong person? Were they interested only in a king who would overthrow the political oppressive regime of Rome and establish another mighty earthly kingdom such as David and Solomon once ruled? Was it for their lifetime only they were concerned? Why did they reject the answer of Hebrews 1:1? In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. Why did the religious leaders reject the prophets' messages? David in Psalm 22 and the great prophet in the 52nd and 53rd chapters of Isaiah clearly warned all to expect both the suffering and the glory of the Mighty One. An inquiry and search into Old Testament scriptures reveal that rejection of God's revelation was not new. Example after example, beginning with Adam and Eve, illustrate the same mindset. unbelief and rebellion. Many Israelites appeared to be unwilling to look beyond immediate gratification. In Scripture, they appeared to be called the world. What about today? Are we any different? Does the world in general recognize Jesus as the Word, the Son of God, God Himself? What about you? Have you accepted the Word? Have you been born of God as well as born of your mother and father? We know how a newborn baby comes to life, but what does it mean to be born of God? The book of John has much to say about this in the chapters to come. If this is new to you, and you are one who has not accepted or received the Word, may we extend this challenge. Let the Apostle John's eyewitness evidence speak to your heart and mind. This is a personal question. Have you ever asked the Father to reveal the glory of Jesus to you? If not, will you please ask Him in your own words to do so? He delights in any such request to show off His Son, to make Him personal to you. All you need do is ask. God will never ignore this simple request.